9 o'clock. Do you know where your mind is right now? Try to bring it right here. Because right here is where everything is happening. All the decisions you make that shape your life, they're happening in the present moment. The ones that you did in the past, you can't go back and undo. And as for the ones in the future, well, they're going to depend on what you're doing right now. The qualities you build into the mind. So try to focus on being right here. This is why we stay with the breath. It's one object that you, when you're focused on it, you know you're in the present moment. You can't watch a future breath. You can't watch a past breath. Just the one right here. When you're with the breath, then of course you're going to see your mind right here as well. That's when you get to observe it. What kind of intentions are coming up right now? Are they the sorts of things that you should believe in and trust and act on, or are they the things that you want to question? Or things you want to abandon entirely? You have the choice. And this is the point where you have the choice. Once this moment is gone, you can't go back and re-choose that moment. So you want to make sure your choices right now are as skillful as possible. Another reason why we want to get the mind into concentration, because when the mind is stable, it tends to make better choices. If it's running around, it's leaning to the left, leaning to the right, because that's the way we walk. Sometimes we lean, put weight on the right leg, sometimes we put weight on the left leg, and we're walking back, forth like this. And who knows, something might hit you at a time when you're leaning way over, and it just knocks you over because you're not stable. But when the mind is stable, you're able to see things for what they are, and then make choices that are based on stability, based on strength, based on seeing things with a mind that's at an even keel. So there are lots of reasons why meditation is not just stress reduction or relaxation. It's actually putting the mind in a position where it can shape its life in the best way possible, shape your life in the best way possible. So try to develop these skills. Try to get the mind as stable as possible in all situations, whether you're sitting here with your eyes closed or you're off walking, doing something else, working around the monastery, working at home, wherever you are. You want to get the mind in a position that whatever comes up, it comes up at a time when the mind is stable. So you can make the best choices and then act on them in a skillful way. So bring your attention right here, because right here is where everything is happening. Once you've taken care of the present moment, you've taken care of everything. That's why the present is such an important moment.